一世间。 看啊，必有公义之子出现，他的膀臂有医治之能，他必像牧人牧养自己的羊群，他有膀臂聚集羊羔抱在怀中，他要做外邦人的光，施行神的救恩直到地极。他的权柄是永远的，他的国度必不败坏，各方各国的人都要侍奉他。然而在这之前，人子必须先受许多苦害，被交在恶人手中，为你们的缘故而死，使他可以从死复活，成为从死里首先复活的，又成为全地的万王之王。
Thank you. 带着恐惧与不幸，门徒们眼睁睁地看着他受苦受死，怎能如此？他们所信靠的救主竟然已死，在他破碎的体内竟然没有丝毫气息。现在他的坟墓已经封闭，兵丁正严严地看守，几天前他所应许的能力与平安竟成为残酷的笑柄，希望幻灭了，一切都成为过去。
兵丁们严严看守，站在坟墓门口，两天已过，一切仍然平静。
喇叭吹得真好。
The trumpet was done very well.
听我儿子吹喇叭比我自己讲道还要紧张。
I'm more nervous to listen to my son playing the trumpet than myself preaching.
我们非常谢谢诗班。
We really thank the choir.
我们谢谢黄师母用心良苦。
We thank Mrs. Wong, the conductor.
一年增加一个乐器。
I've noticed that for each year, she increases the number of instruments.
我算一下，到公元2000年，我们有一个交响乐团在这里。
And I calculated by the year 2000, we will have a whole orchestra here.
喇叭实在能够振奋人心。
Indeed, the trumpet can stir our hearts.
我突然想到，在民数记第十章，犹太人为什么要造两个银色的喇叭？
Now I understand in Numbers why the Israelites built two silver trumpets.
因为这两个喇叭要召集会众在一起聚会。
When it's blown, then it's a call to assembly.
这两个喇叭告诉人我们要拔营，我们要开始新的道路。
It is a call that we are ready to move on.
喇叭也告诉我们要准备打仗。
And the trumpets also is a call to war.
在民数记第十章也告诉我们说，喇叭是在庆典里面一种欢乐的一个表达。
And in Numbers chapter 10, we were also told that the trumpets signify the start of festivals.
感谢赞美主，主耶稣基督已经复活了。
We thank the Lord that he indeed is risen.
他的复活见证了上帝超越死亡的大能。
His resurrection tells us that the power of God transcends death.
主耶稣的复活也印证十字架的救恩的可信。
And the resurrection of Jesus Christ tells us that indeed salvation on the cross is trustworthy.
最后一首诗歌告诉我们说，耶稣基督的复活保证他第二次再来的应许。
And the resurrection of our Jesus, the Lord, also tells us he will come back again.
见证、印证、保证。是我们在主耶稣基督的复活里面给我们心里面得到的一个信息。
These are the testimonies and assurances that we can receive from his death and resurrection.
从圣经里面，也从许许多多教会历史的见证里面，我们看到一件事情。
From the scriptures as well as the history of the church, we can see this.
对主耶稣基督复活的认识和体验，是每一个侍奉神的人不可少的经历。
Every person who wants to serve the Lord must experience the death and resurrection of our Lord.
圣经告诉我们说，主耶稣复活以后有十次向人显现。
And we were told in the scriptures after his resurrection, Jesus appeared 10 times.
很明显的，他向门徒显现，有向门徒显现的目的。
There are special purposes why he wanted to appear to the disciples.
刚才我们所读的圣经约翰福音20章，我们再一次得到这样的一个提醒。
Just now in John chapter 20, we receive this reminder.
特别是在第二段，我们看见多马的熟悉的故事。
Especially when we read the familiar story of Thomas.
我们发现这个写约翰福音的约翰对多马是情有独钟。
We feel that perhaps John, who wrote this gospel, have a special affection for Thomas.
因为马太，我们发现这个写约翰福音的约翰对多马是情有独钟。
We feel that perhaps John, who wrote this gospel, have a special affection for Thomas.
因为马太、马可、路加，包括使徒行传在内，提到多马不过是那12个使徒名字之一而已。
Because in the book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and Acts, the only time when Thomas was mentioned.Was just listed as the name of one of the disciples.
但是在约翰福音里面，我们看见约翰几次提到多马这个名字。
But in John, we see Thomas mentioned in several incidences.
在11章16节提到说多马他愿意与主一同来死。
For example, in chapter 11, we were told that Thomas said, "I'm willing to die with you."
他是个勇敢的人，他也是个爱主的人。
He is indeed a courageous person and one who loves the Lord.
在约翰福音十四章
，and in John chapter 14,
我们都很熟悉的一句话，耶稣说：“我就是道路、 真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。这一节圣经。
The familiar sayings and famous sayings of our Lord, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father but through me.
那么这句话是从哪里来的呢？
Where does this saying arise from?
耶稣是回答一个问题，告诉他们说：“我是道路、真理、生命。”
It was actually Jesus respond to a question.
那个问题是什么呢？
What was the question?
那个问题说：“主啊，哪一条是道路呢？”
The question was, "Which is the way?"
这一句话是多马问的。
And the question was raised by Thomas.
多马在那里显出他渴望与耶稣同行。
So we see Thomas wanted to follow Jesus.
表示他的决心，表示他的爱主。
We see that he indeed loves the Lord and he wills to follow him.
有一次我去游泳。
One time when I was swimming.
各位知道除了礼拜六、礼拜天、礼拜一到礼拜五尽量天天去游泳。
You know that other than Saturday and Sunday, I try to swim every day.
因为我觉得我需要有好的身体才可以去做宣教士。
Because I feel I need to have a healthy body in order to be a missionary.
所以一个月以前背受伤，我好紧张啊。
So a month ago when I hurt my back, I was very anxious.
我说身体不行，怎么能够去做宣教士呢？
How can I be a missionary if I hurt myself?
有一天我从游泳那里出来。
And that one day after swimming,
有一个朋友就告诉我。
A friend remarked to me.
他说 Pastor Lee, you are so devoted. 他说我对游泳是非常非常的热心。
He admired my devotion to swimming.
非常认真。
He was very serious.
非常专一。
You are very devoted.
非常的投入。
You indeed, your whole person is devoted.
多玛是一个 devoted 的一个人。
And I feel that that's also a description of Thomas.
因为他专一。
Because he's devoted.
他认真。
He was serious.
他也投入。
He gave his whole self.
但是在我们今天所读的圣经里面。
But then in the scriptures that we read today.
他不是一个 devoted man. 他是一个 doubting man. 他是一个怀疑的人。
He changed from a devoted person to a doubting person.
但是我们也很清楚地看见，因为他的怀疑，他带来一个很大的，因为找到答案的一个改变。
But because of his doubt, we see that Because he received an answer that was a tremendous transformation.
在这段圣经里面，我们可以说是多马脱胎换骨的一个经历。
We can say this is a tremendous turning point for Thomas.
刚才我们所读的从十九节到三十一节
，from verses 19 to 31,
整段的圣经是讲到改变。
The whole passage talks about transformation.
Warren Wiersbe 在他的书上提到，在这一段圣经里面讲到三个不同的改变。
Warren Wiersbe, when he commented on this passage, there were three transformations.
门徒从惧怕变成勇敢。
From being a frightened crowd, the disciples turned to a courageous crowd.
是因着耶稣基督的复活而带来的改变。
This is a transformation from the resurrected Lord.
害怕犹太人。
From fear of the Jews.
害怕环境。
Fear of the surroundings.
害怕世界的潮流。
Fear of the trends of
the world. 害怕人家耻笑我们，因为我们是基督徒。
Fear from ridicule from others.
在人的面前害怕人家笑我们不敢泄愤祷告。
Because of our fear, we dare not pray before our meal.
耶稣基督的复活改变了这些门徒。
But the resurrected Lord transformed them.
从害怕变成勇敢。
From fear to courage.
不只是从惧怕变成勇气。
Not only so.
也从怀疑变成坚信。
From doubt to trustworthy.
到了三十节、三十一节的时候，约翰告诉我们说，耶稣基督的复活能够使死亡变成生命。
In verse 30 and 31, John says, "Because of the Lord, we can turn death into life."
今天我们要看二十四节到二十九节。
But now let us pay attention to verses 24 to 29.
我们在这一段圣经里面看见多马的改变。
Here we see the transformation of Thomas.
这段故事我们很熟悉。
Perhaps we're familiar with the story.
但是我盼望今天早上我们能够看到一个我们过去不太注意到的一个真理。
But perhaps from this passage we can see a truth that hasn't been so obvious.
我们注意到看到这段圣经二十节、二十五节、二十七节这三节的圣经里面都提到耶稣的手和耶稣的肋旁。
In verse 20, 25, and 27 in this passage, we see the mentioning of the hands of Jesus and his side.
请特别注意20节，当这些门徒看见主的手，看见主的肋旁的时候，圣经说他们就看见了主。
In the English version, it says, after he said this, he showed them his hands and side, and the disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord.
看见手和肋旁，圣经说他们就看见了主。
They saw the Lord when they saw his hands and his side.
换句话说，这个手和肋旁让他们就跟耶稣基督画上了等号。
Because they have now equated the Lord with his hands and his side.
25节说，那些门徒对多马说，我们已经看见了主。
And in verse 24, when the disciples said, we have seen the Lord.
多马说，除非我看见他的枪伤，看见他的钉痕，要不然我总不信。
But Thomas responded, unless I see the nail marks and I put my hand into his side, I will not believe it.
门徒说，我们已经看见了主。
The disciples said, we have seen the Lord.
多马说，除非看见他的枪伤和钉痕，我总不信。
But Thomas said, unless I see the nail marks and his side, I will not believe.
所以换句话，他的枪伤，他的钉痕，他的手和他的肋旁，让我们能够认识这个就是主。
So through the wounded side, his hands and the nail marks, we can come to know the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，亲爱的朋友，请问今天耶稣基督的身体在哪里？
Dear brothers and sisters and dear friends, let me pose this question. Where is the body of Christ today?
保罗在以弗所书告诉我们。
Paul in the book of Ephesians tell us.
教会就是基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
这个基督的身体是死的呢，还是活的？
This body of Christ, is it dead or is it alive?
今天这个耶稣基督的身体在这个时代是一个死的见证呢，还是一个有复活大能的见证？
In this day and age, is this body of Christ a dead one or is it an alive one testifying to this world?
要看两样东西。
We need two things.
教会的手如何，教会的肋旁如何。
We need to see the hands of the church and the side of the church.
今天的世人要看教会好像基督的身体，就好像当年多马看见耶稣复活的身体而改变一样。
Today for the world to see the churchAnd be transformed, we need the same transformation that happened to Thomas.
我们知道肋旁，圣经里面有它特别的意思。
We know that when the scriptures mention the side, there's a special meaning.
我不知道为什么印度人有这样的传说。
I do not know why, but the Indians have this story.
我们说应该是犹太人有这个传说才对。
Perhaps we should say this story should come from the Jews.
因为印度人说上帝造人没有用头骨来造人。
But the story from the Indians say the Lord, when God created women, they did not create from the head bone.
谢谢他跟我改正。上帝造女人的时候没有用男人的头骨来造。因为如果
I was right.
如果用头骨来造的话
Because if women was created from the head bone,
女人当然就应该凌驾于男人之上。
Then of course women should be the leaders.
哎呀，那些印度人说还好啊，上帝也没有用脚骨来造女人。
But then also they went on and say God did not use the leg bone or the bone of the feet to create women.
今天有许多的男人践踏女人，他不懂得上帝创造的奥秘和真理。
So when men look down upon women, they do not understand the truth of God's creation.
上帝取了亚当的一根肋骨来造了女人。
But God used a rib bone to create women.
肋骨代表什么呢？
What does that signify?
代表他最贴心的地方，最贴心的关系。
It is closest to the heart.
当我们讲到肋骨的时候，
So when we talk about the ribs,
我们马上就想到心。
Then we think about the heart.
当主耶稣基督复活，把手和肋旁给人看的时候，
So when Jesus showed his hands and his side or his ribs,
提醒我们一件事情。
He reminds us,
今天基督的身体，今天的教会，需要有手也有心。
Today, the church, the body of Christ, need to have hands and heart.
我们需要有工作, 但是不能没有爱。
We need work, but we also need love.
我觉得中文实在是一个很奇妙的一个文字。
Sometimes I'm amazed with the Chinese language.
我们说要办事情，办事情。
When we say we want to do some things,
这个英文是很难翻译的, 因为事情这两个, 这个词呢, 是用两个字合在一起的, 一个是事, 一个是情。
The Chinese word for performing certain tasks makes up of two words.
你做事而没有情, 不叫做事情, 只叫做事。
You can do things, but then you need to put your heart to it.
你做事情有情而没有事, 只是人情, 而事情不一定做成功了。
So the ideal task consists of things and your heart.
今天在教会里面,
Today in the church,
我们要接受这样的一个提醒。
We need to receive this reminder.
我们要有手,
we need to have our hands, but also our hearts.
我们要有手, 还要有心。
We need our hands and our hearts.
我们要办中文学校。
Yes, we need to operate our Chinese school.
这是事。
This is the thing.
我们要办托儿中心。
We want to have a child care center.
这是事,
These are things.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
如果我们有事而没有情, 我们是有手而没有心。
But if we only operate these tasks without our hearts, then this is imperfect.
今天我们在教会里面侍奉主,
Today when we serve the Lord in our church,
从牧师, 从长老到执事,
from the pastor, the elders, to the deacons,
我们是做事的人。
We are those who perform the task.
但是不要忘记, 在教会里面没有单单做事的人。
But please remember, we do not have anyone who are just operating tasks in the church.
如果今天我们在教会里面有事而没有情, 有手而没有心, 这不是复活的身体。
If we only have the hands but not the heart, that is not a resurrected body.
反过来,
On the other hand,
有心也要有手。
We cannot just emphasize that we have heart, but not the hand.
爱没有行动来表达, 这个爱是空的。
Love without action is empty.
大概去年我曾经讲过, 在台湾有一次, 台湾选美会的时候, 有一句话, 叫做, 心中有爱就是美。
I mentioned this last year, during a beauty contest in Taiwan, there was a saying that if there's love in your heart, that signifies beauty.
我觉得不够。
I thought that's not enough.
我觉得这不是美。
Because I don't think that is beautiful.
单单心中有爱就叫美吗?
If we only have love in our hearts, would that be beautiful?
我们不能把那个爱被人感受, 这是真的美吗?
If the love cannot be felt by others, is that truly beautiful?
藏在心里面的爱是真爱吗?
The love that's buried deep in the heart, is that true love?
不能用行动来印证的爱是真爱吗?
Love that cannot be tested by actions, is that true love?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Dear brothers and
sisters, 今天我们在教会里面,
Today in the church,
我们说主复活,
When we say the Lord
我们,
is risen,
我们唱主复活, we, 行为, 我们的行动, 我们的生活有没有配合?
But what about our acts? How we live every day, does that tell us the Lord is risen?
有心也有手。
We need our hearts together with our hands.
但是在这里我们看到另外一方面更深的一个奥秘。
But through this passage, we can see even on a deeper level.
这个手是有钉痕的, 这个肋旁是有枪伤。
The hands have nail marks, and the side have the wound inflicted by a spear.
我觉得这是一个很深的一个真理。
I believe this is a very deep truth.
昨天是家母逝世六个月。
Yesterday marks the 6 months anniversary of my mother's passing away.
我们全家三个人到墓地去买了一些花去纪念我所爱的母亲。
We brought along some flowers. Our family of three went to the cemetery to remember our mother.
我们三个人站在她的墓前面, 我们轮流的有祷告。
And standing before her grave, we took parts in praying.
当我在祷告的时候想到一件事情。
And when I was praying, I thought of one thing.
我心里面非常非常的感动。
And I was moved deeply.
我在心里面说,
I said in my heart,
我说我下次再看到我母亲的时候
Next time when I see my mother,
她不需要戴一个很厚很厚度数的眼睛
She no longer needs to wear a glasses with very thick lens.
在她去世之前她常常说哎呀看不到看不到把眼睛一戴啊她看到
Before she passed away, it was very difficult for her to see without glasses.
她常常有胃不舒服。
Very often, she would have this ailment in her stomach.
昨天我站在神的面前。
But yesterday, before God,
我说感谢主。
I said, praise the Lord.
在复活的里面，我再见我的母亲的时候。
When I see my mother again in the resurrection,
她是一个完美的身体。
She would have a perfect body.
再也没有眼泪。
There's no more tears.
再也没有痛苦。
No more suffering.
再也没有近视眼、远视眼、老花眼。
No more need for glasses.
再也没有胃痛、心痛、肾脏痛。
No more aches and pains.
已经有个完全的身体。
She already received a perfect body.
这是圣经上面启示我们的。
This is the revelation from Scripture.
但是请问
，But let me ask this.
为什么耶稣复活的时候
，Why is it when Jesus resurrected?
他还有枪伤。还有钉痕呢
Why is it that the nail marks and the spear wounds still show?
为什么这个复活荣耀的身体还有这个不完全的记号呢
Why is this perfect body still contains these imperfect marks?
为什么耶稣复活的身体还有这些残缺的东西呢
Why is it that in the resurrected body of Christ there's still these imperfections?
老约翰在巴摩海岛上看见荣耀的耶稣
But when John in his old age on the island of Paphos when he saw the glorious Lord
我看见那个羔羊
He saw the lamb
他怎么说呢
What did he say?
被杀的羔羊
He said the lamb that was slain
被杀的羔羊
The lamb that was slain
因为在荣耀里面他看见这个羔羊有被杀的记号
Even in his glory, John recognized the Lamb as the mark of being slain.
弟兄姊妹，今天这个教会基督的身体，我们的手，我们的肋旁，有没有枪伤？有没有钉痕？
Brothers and sisters, today this church, the body of Christ, does it possess the mark of the nails and the spear?
代表什么呢？什么意思？
What does this mean?
我们今天有没有按世人看为痛苦，却在我们当中显出荣耀的见证出来
？Do we have glory that comes from grief and suffering？
那个枪伤、那个钉痕已经成为基督荣耀的记号。
The nail marks and the wound on the side became the signs of his glory。
所以今天的教会、今天的基督徒，神许可我们受苦难。
So even today, as Christians。The Lord allows us to go through tribulations and suffering.
让这个有苦难的世界看见我们在苦难当中，但是跟他们不一样。
So that the world that's also grief-stricken can see we are different.
主耶稣已经复活了。
Our Lord is risen.
但是不代表我们今天就没有痛苦。
But doesn't mean we suffer no more.
我们的痛苦经过他复活的圣化，我们的痛苦变成荣耀。
But our suffering after going through sanctification becomes our glory.
痛苦甚至有的时候。变成享受
Even sometimes suffering can become an enjoyment.
求主今天早上给我们复活的经历
May this morning the testimony and witness of his resurrection become our experience.
也只有当多马看见了主的这个枪伤和钉痕，他才说我的主，我的神。
And when Thomas saw the hand and the side, he exclaimed, "My Lord and my God."
在四福音里面从来没有一个人称耶稣为神这是第一次
In the four gospels there's no one time where it was recorded someone calling Jesus God except here
约翰福音第一章第一节就讲耶稣是神
In the beginning of the gospel of John he's told us Jesus is God
太初有道道与神同在这道就是神
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word is God.
但是整个三十三年半，没有人了解这个真理。
But through his life on earth, 33 years or so, nobody understood that truth.
顶多看到耶稣是神的儿子。
They understood perhaps that he is the Son of God.
只有经过复活，才看见 耶稣是主，耶稣是神。
But through his resurrection, we can come to recognize him as our Lord and God.
再进一步，多马说他是我的主，我的神。
Indeed, Thomas said, "My Lord and my God."
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
我常常提醒年轻的弟兄姊妹。
Very often I remind our young believers.
少说我，少说你。
Don't say you or me.
在讲道的时候多说我们。
And when we preach, we should say we.
所以我常常从很早就养成这个习惯，用我们代替你。
So very often I use the word we to represent you.
我以前讲过，什么都可以讲我们，有一样东西不能说我们的。
But there's one thing where we should not apply the word we.
教会是我们的。
The church is ours.
诗班是我们的。
The choir is ours.
弟兄姊妹是我们的。
Brothers and sisters,
教会的执事是我们的。
The deacons are ours.
教会的长老牧师是我们的。
The elders, the pastors.
我不能说我太太是我们的。
But I cannot say my wife is ours.
当我讲到太太，我一定说是我的太太。
When I refer to my wife, it is my wife.
你说李牧师，你什么都很大方，为什么这件事情那么自私呢？
If you ask me, you are so generous in many ways. Why are you selfish in this respect?
当我说这是我的太太的时候，不是自私。
When I say this is my wife, it's not a sign of selfishness.
这代表我跟她的亲密。
It represents the intimacy that only I share with her.
主神没有错，是我们的。
Yes, the Lord and God is ours.
今天早上盼望我们能够说他是我的主，是我的神。
But may all of us can say this morning, he is my Lord and my God.
我们请招待到前面来，我们预备收奉献。
We'll ask the ushers to come forth. We will worship God with our tithes and offerings.
当我们收奉献的时候，我们唱116首。
Let's turn to hymn 116.